The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's misbehave!
Yeah.
Let's misbehave! Let's misbehave!
Yes.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Like
right.
Jolson.
The soundboard continues the experiment. Rob sends me stuff every day. It's like it's wonderful because I get to pick what I want and edit. Now, the old-timey thing is what I picked. That was
right,
mine.
Right.
But Rob sent me some stuff yesterday, and I'm here to say that after 4 years' time, over 4 years' time, we have edited our flatulence sound effect.
Now, I want before you, are you going to preview them here?
Yes.
Because before you do, I want you to know there were some that were so graphic. There were some that were so,
right,
how should I say, close mic'd. They had they didn't offer any sort of comedy. All they offered was the sense of a sick tummy. And I did not
may
put
I
those
do this?
In.
May I give you my philosophy of the fart sound effect?
Please.
I believe
please.
That when you're searching for the comedy of the fart sound effect, you have to have either something completely unique that you've never heard before,
right,
or the high end of the register, which means the wind is struggling to escape. That, to me, is always fun and funny.
You're leaning towards oboe, not tuba.
Oboe is essential. Now, there are two here. There's one that I consider to be average.
Okay.
And then there's one that I think is actually quite good. Let me play the one. I don't know which one is which, but let me see. Let me see if this is... That's the above average.
It's got a zipper going down.
See, that makes me laugh instantaneously. This one is very average.
Yeah, but I liked that it was a double puncher.
I know. It's a double puncher. They're both terrific. They're both terrific. But this one really would be like, how are you? How are you, Mrs. Johnson?
Now, I want you to know, when I was in gathering mode yesterday, it was about 3:40, and who comes in the door but my kids from school.
Ah.
Oh, wonderful. And they come over to me at the computer, as they always do, and they say, "What are you doing, Dad?" I said, "I'm doing my work." And then you hear a sound like that, and they look at me and say, "Really? You're working?"
Right.
They don't buy it.
So those are the new ones. We've had the same ones for a long time, so now it's kind of like, there we are. That's the one. But nothing can really there. You know, out of 10, you may get one that brings you joy.
Yes.
This one is one of those. That is
sounds painful.
Terrific.
There was
and I
one.
Have no idea whether it's recreated or whether it's real. Where did you source them, Rob? From your own butt?
Mike, it was a 2-day process that began with canned chili.
Okay, stop. Oh, bless you, Oscar.
Oh,
that was a
real
sneeze.
Do
you have a little head cold? You got Ebola?
Allergies.
What's going on over there?
Allergies.
But you got the thing from the wayward teens.
I never got the Claren.
You never did?
No.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, the runaway teen.
I wonder, maybe you have a friend that can help you out.
You got a guy?
I got a guy.
Oscar, do you not like farts?
Me?
You always seem really kind of... There are people, worked with Buzz for years who hated the whole fart thing.
I don't hate it. It's just not
you're
really
not, but you're
thing.
Not, it's
thing.
Just not, it's
no,
not your thing.
No. I'd rather hear, you know what?
I base this on the fact that you've had relationships with women where they weren't allowed to fart in front of you.
No.
So I think you're really conflicted about it.
That hasn't stopped them.
Well, of course not, because if they did, they'd get ill and die.
Oh, yeah. Don't want them to get sick.
Yeah. Well, it just seems like when we first went down here and I was talking about this, you folded your arms, and I was just curious as to whether you might have had some sort of a childhood trauma. That would have been involved
They're flatulence. They're hilarious. I just don't have the obsession that you guys have with them.
I don't think I have an obsession.
No, but you know what? Would anyone ever... Mike, would anyone ever cook a meal without salt and pepper? You need to have it, right? Yeah. These
and I don't
are the
think
tools.
Rob, I would say, really, that we, you know, outside of this segment at the beginning of the show, we don't overuse them.
No,
really.
And I think we've really gotten away from them. But right. Sometimes you need them.
Shame mm-hmm. on us.
Oscar, it's right. like a fire extinguisher. God forbid you don't have it when you need it.
Hey, Oscar.
Yes?
No worries. Hakuna Matata.
You are losing your mind down there.
Rob's just giving Jesus. Me things, and sometimes I put them in there. So if you are keeping track of the new soundboard, we have Irish.
Right.
And we have Scottish. And we have British. And we have Jewish. And we have Italian. We yes. have Italian. We have Italian light. There yes. we go. We have Africa.
Ah. Hey, you updated it.
We
nice.
Have Arabic.
That's my good favorite right there.
We have Oscar in the mountains.
Oh.
Like that. We have Mike in Florida. We have sexy time.
Yeah.
We have the traditional one we haven't changed. We have Asia. Can't get rid of that one. That's too perfect.
I love that. Variations on Chinatown.
We have what I call doom.
Ah.
We have the traditional rotary phone dial. That's one of the great ones.
Oh,
thank
so
you very
great.
Much. We have the traditional phone ring.
I like
we
that.
Have the timpani. Sorry about that.
Sounds
that's
like the
same
phone.
One. We have the timpani. Ah. Thank you. Ah. We have just a generic I fell into the water.
We oh, that, the that label that one break. iPhone.
Yeah. Or number iPhone. Two.
Thank you very much. And we have the thank you. And we have the single cricket. There we go. And the latest additions, of course, the funny sound effect. For the fart yeah. and the average one for Anna Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
Very good.
You so didn't like it. The new Russian bed I sent you?
No, didn't care for that one, too. In fact, I've been searching for the great Russian bed. Send me the one. Do you have the one with...
The singing one? Yes.
That's it. That's you can't argue with
all right,
that
yeah,
that's,
it's a classic.
That's it. And send me any one. More music, ethnic, stereotypical yeah. music beds that you think will work in this, because that's really the one that I'm building here, primarily.
You
I mean,
got
the
it.
Farts can be a separate bank in totality. We can do it that way. That's
course.
A real peek behind the scenes at how
I
we
love the show
manufacture
meetings.
The mic.
When are we going to start the program?
Okay. Well, we can start it right now, asshole.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know, a town with money's a little like the mule with a spinning wheel. No one knows how he got it, and danged if he knows how to use it.
Mule.
The name's Lanley, Lyle Lanley, and I come before you good people tonight with an idea. Probably the greatest... Oh, it's not for you. It's more of a Shelbyville idea.
Now, wait just a minute. We're twice as smart as the people of Shelbyville. Just tell us your idea and we'll vote for it.
All right. I give you the Springfield Monorail. Well, sir, there's nothing on earth like a genuine, bona fide, electrified six-car monorail. What'd I say?
Monorail.
What's it called?
Monorail.
That's right, monorail.
Monorail. Monorail. Monorail.
I hear those things are monorail. Awfully loud.
It glides as softly as a cloud.
Is there a chance the track could bend?
Not on your life, my Hindu friend.
What about us Brendan slobs?
You'll be given cushy jobs.
Were you sent here by the devil?
No, good sir, I'm on the level.
The ring came off my pudding can.
Take my penknife, my good man. I swear it's Springfield's only choice. Throw up your hands and raise your voice.
Monorail!
What's it called?
Monorail!
Once again!
Monorail!
Monorail!
Mono! Don't.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Give me a little more level on that, Rob. Yes, sir. Live from the Gabby Fiber Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everybody.
We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 25 million downloads heard daily at MichaelMarryShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks.
Hello, Mike, to defensive back Anthony Gare, a sophomore from Plano, Texas.
A sophomore?
Sophomore.
He's a sophomore. I was rhyming it with Gare. He's a sophomore from Plano, Texas. He's number 12, Mike.
Plano. The Michael Mary Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Why is that?
Because they get it. Today, our show is brought to you by Harry's. We love Harry's.com. You will, too. Phenomenal deals available for you at Harry's. And new products, not just the razor,
right?
Not just the razor blades, not just the great discounts that continue, but Harry's now has foaming shave gel.
Mmm.
Yes. It protects your face as you shave. No more nicks or razor bumps. And Harry's also has aftershave moisturizer.
Ooh.
Hey, I can actually use that. You know what I mean? Aftershave moisturizer.
Nice.
The result is Harry's is good for your face and good for your wallet. On average, you will save, are you ready for this?
Yes.
$150 a year.
Wow.
Just by using Harry's instead of other lousy blades, overpriced blades that you see in the drugstore.
Inferior blades, Mike. Inferior blades.
Go to Harry's.com now and enter Harry's. No, don't enter TMOS. That's what. No, you don't have to do. Yeah, you do. TMOS. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. Go to Harry's.com now. Harry's will give you $5 off your first order. Just type in our code TMOS. That's HARRYS.com and enter coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer and change the way you shave forever. I love Harry's, and you will too. It's that simple, everybody. Well, greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
Good morning.
How you been?
Or good afternoon, good evening.
I've gone through something that many, many Americans have experienced, and a very, very stressful 24 hours, still continuing, as a matter of fact, based on the fact that in the interwebs, in the land of online commerce, and you know, the fact that everything is virtual. I've been hacked. I've had my identity stolen.
And a hack attack.
It's very, very scary, and it's very, very frustrating, and. That was what I dealt with all day yesterday into this morning. And it was very, very, very scary. It is very scary. I'm here to sympathize with everybody that has had a similar event happen to them. Fortunately, so far, nothing has been compromised. But it is very, very frustrating when that happens to you because no one's doing dick about it. That's the reason.
So true.
Yeah, and I felt so bad. We got text from you yesterday that you were changing your email.
Right.
And I said, well, okay, you know, that's fine. People do that. I had no idea you were going through this. You've got to feel so violated.
And
you do feel violated.
It's just
really
strange. Momera696969 is not an email that people would think they'll even use.
That's,
you know?
Right.
I know.
That's right.
You know, and I thought that, you know, that despicable sexual act would be, you know, mine forever, and I wouldn't have to worry about it.
Right.
You know? So this begins with a call from my accountant who said, did you authorize a transfer of funds? I said, no, I didn't. And the way it went down is my email was used to contact someone that handles some financial matters for me, and they were asked to transfer money into an account.
Yeah.
And I have no idea, you know, how this happened. Nobody ever does.
Right.
You know, and it was not credit card fraud. It was not bank fraud, outside of the fact that they wanted to, you know, have money sent to a bank.
On the brink of bank fraud right there.
Yeah, on the brink. Yeah. Attempted bank fraud is what it is. Identity theft, you know, all sorts of things. I mean, I can list the actual complaints because I did file a report about this. But
so this went down while we were on the air yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You have such a great firewall system in your life. One of the gentlemen that handles some of our affairs here and Mike's affairs.
Right.
Gives me a call and says, hey, have you seen Mike today? And
he was just trying to track me down.
Yeah, and I said, yeah, I just saw him like an hour ago on the television.
Saw him on TV.
Yeah, and he's like, is everything all right? I said, yeah, I just saw him an hour ago on the television. He goes, all right, I'll call you back.
Wow. Just saw him an hour ago on the television.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was on the magic box. That's what he got me. Yes, sir. It's scary. It really is. So I got in touch with him,
right.
And he's doom and gloom anyway. You know, I mean, anytime, and I'm like, oh, my God, what's happened? You know, I'm always waiting for something really horrible to be said. It's like, Mike. And then when he's urgent like that, I know it's like, oh, God, what are you doing? What happened? Tell me what happened. So it really is, he was the first person to let me know. And by the way, the crimes that we're dealing with here, bank fraud.
Okay.
Wire fraud.
Mm.
Internet fraud. And identity theft, at a minimum.
Wow.
Intending to perpetrate a fraud using some parts of my identity. And so that's what happened yesterday. And I'll tell you, even talking about it on this show, which I debated, but I figured it is so incredibly top of mind for me.
And you're doing
I have to share this.
Yeah.
And incidentally, that is something that I shared with you from the criminal complaint that I filed with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Ooh, wow.
That's how heavy duty, this is. So he asked me, he said, did you authorize it? No, I didn't. Well, somebody's using your email. I'm like, oh God. So I contact the individual that was contacted. We go back and forth. And then I begin the dance. And, the dance was, what you are told to do when you are a victim of this type of crime is that you have to shut down, you know, some accounts. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's very, very frustrating when you're told to do something and then because a company is so totally incompetent, you're not able to do it. But I was told to do that, then contact all the credit agencies to alert them because that's like very high on the priority list when something like this goes down. You're supposed to contact these people and deal with that. And then once I contacted the proper authorities, they told me that I should contact the fraud department of the financial institutions involved. Well, I spoke to the person who was, you know, contacted, and that, you know, so I've contacted them. They're the ones that gave me the heads up, actually. Yeah, Rob.
Now, the third, this three-pronged to-do list, this was given to you by the FBI?
No, this was, you know, I don't even know where that came from, but I will tell you, the FBI wanted me, they gave me a list of six things to do that I will not go into great detail about.
Understood.
But one of them was contact the fraud department of any financial institution. The individual that did this to me, and I don't care about telling people about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
They contacted this person, said they were me, and asked to transfer money and gave an account number with a routing number.
Nah.
And incidentally, on Facebook, my Facebook friends, anybody wants to give me a heads up, give me a little help. I'm on my own here, and I'm enlisting the support of our listeners and friends. And I don't care if I get people that are telling me stuff I already know. The fact is, I'm on my own.
You need the info.
No one's going to help me. Mm. And so I'm going to try to help myself. And that's another reason I'm talking about it right here. So one of the things they told me was contact the fraud department, which is funny, of any of the institutions. So the bank that was given for this this transaction was a bank in Texas called Wood Forest Bank.
A real bank,
and an account number was given. And a routing number was given at the same time. Thus began the dance. During this whole process, dealing with contacting the proper authorities, very, very easy. Dealing with my passwords, very, very easy. Dealing with my bank, very, very easy. Bank of America, very easy to deal with this. I was able to accomplish a lot of things. Dealing with my credit card company, American Express, very easy to deal with this. Chase for Visa, ridiculously dumb and not cooperative and not sympathetic.
Mm. Okay? Really?
Just listing. I'm listing the people that were helpful and the people that weren't. That's my opinion.
Wow.
I'm saying that as opinion. That's my personal opinion. So the things that were the one I got accomplished, but with a tremendous amount of struggle to get it done, that was contacting the bank where this account number was given. And I'm not a customer of this bank. I didn't know this bank existed.
Never heard of it.
No.
Until yesterday. So I call and I get through, you know, all banks have the maze of the phone tree because the systems have been put in place so that human beings don't have to talk to other human beings.
So true. So true.
If your identity has been stolen, press 3.
Yeah, exactly. So I call and please hold. You know, please hold for the next customer service representative. And I do. And I get Roger. on the line, and Roger, right away, just little flags. I don't completely make my decision yet, but little things that make me think it's not going to go well. Roger can't pronounce his S's and his T's. They roll together like fudge over vanilla ice cream. It's
lazy
where the
talker.
Tongue, the tongue is so lazy,
yeah.
And he is so right there. I'm like, we could have trouble here.
Yeah.
So I call and I say, here's my situation. Got an email that was used by someone who's not me. They requested a transfer and they gave an account number at your bank. And I said, okay, hold, please. Comes back. Sir, because you are not a customer, we cannot connect you with the fraud department of this bank.
Mm. You know,
I said, wait a minute. I said, you can't connect me. I'm not looking for anything other than to let you know that this is out there.
Trying to save
you
money.
And,
yes,
you're trying to save them money.
Well, trying to probably also save them from being an accomplice
or liable,
yes.
Or having to deal with the headache of something.
Are you guys okay with being this bank?
Yes.
This individual did not seem to be able to process the absolute basic facts that someone had stolen my identity and was attempting to use that theft to have money transferred into an account that was set up at their bank. Now, if you're John Q. Street Officer,
yes.
If you're fresh out of the academy, what do you do? Hey, find out who opened that account.
Yeah,
you got your criminal. No, there's no way in hell that's going to happen. It's not going to happen with the FBI because they tell me they've got thousands of these reports every week and they'll get to it when they can get to it. And it's certainly not going to happen at this bank. They wouldn't even, this is all day yesterday, they wouldn't even let me speak to anyone in the fraud division. And I spoke finally today after screaming. I spoke to this lady who's probably up there picking her ass trying to get things done. But the fact is, you know, I mean, it was so frustrating. And so I finally quit. I said, I asked to speak to a supervisor. And 30 minutes after that, I disconnected the call and because I went on. This was 5:30, 6 o'clock at night. Wanted to talk to my wife and kid. And started again this morning. They gave me the same thing. I'm in their system. They have a record of me.
Okay.
And I think it was probably noted that I wasn't the most pleasant person to deal with because you get progressively less pleasant when you're not even – I'm not even – asking for anything.
No, as a matter of fact,
I'm reporting a crime. I am reporting a crime.
You want to help.
You really do. I mean, you're out of this now, and granted, you would love to see this person suffer, I'm sure, for trying to
attack.
Yeah,
there's no way. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't
think you're helping them. When is the last time, and I love the word, calling the profession this, when you're dealing with a banker, Mike, when is the last time you've dealt, I think it's probably been 12 years since I've encountered any banker, anyone in a bank.
They're the flat out worst organizations to deal with
that
because
cares.
They are in such a their mantra of cover their own asses
yes.
is so entrenched in their culture that they don't do that. And there was this fear. I think that the vibe I got, because I really can't logically get my head even around it, but I think what we are dealing with here was they did not have any verification from me, and therefore they were, I can only think, maybe trying to protect whoever had this account. But I wasn't looking to get. How would I have this account number?
From talking to fraud, talking to the fraud division would do nothing but advance everybody's cause.
Just saying. And incidentally, the FBI in their email back to me says, number two, contact, this is a quote.
Right.
Contact the fraud department of any financial institutions involved with this attempted fraud. That's what they're telling me to do. And these people at the Wood Forest Bank in Texas are telling me that, you know, we can't let you talk to them. Not even let me talk to them. I said,
you could have.
I'm just reporting a crime. They passed along the account information, and that was it. Today, when I did it for a second time, because I wanted to know what I should do and if there's anything more I can do.
Right.
And if all the information was gotten there. And they dealt with me as though I was the
problem.
Criminal.
Yeah,
that's what they did, including the last lady at the fraud division, who I said, have a nice day not doing your job. That was the last thing that I said to her. Because she was so completely adversarial. They all, every individual I dealt with there, except for one intermediary who got me to the fraud department, was adversarial. It was combat.
You should
combat.
Call back as Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jerry Jones on behalf of my friend. So that's the number one hassle that I dealt with these people.
That's the worst.
Trying to report to them that their bank is being used by a fraud. And they're, you know, and the one thing she said, well, the last thing, this is when it was really deteriorating rapidly. Right. And she said, well, we'll do what we need to do. And I said, legitimately, I said, and what would that be? Mm. And that's when she got indignant.
Oh.
I said, what do you need to do? Sir, I can't tell you what our processes are. I am not. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm the only one. I'm the one that had my identity stolen, you incredible C word. So sorry for me for asking what you, when you made the comment, incidentally, which means you're going to do dick.
Nothing.
When somebody says, we'll do what we need to do. No, that means you don't know what you're going to do. There was no policy. There was no protocol. There was no, you know, explanation given. And I'm not, I wasn't looking for anything from this bank at all.
Right.
Because I don't think I'm going to get anything. I'm simply trying to be a good citizen and do what the Federal Bureau of Investigation told me to do. And I got from the Wood Forest Bank fraud division and from several of their employees the big middle finger there. And if there is anybody that is connected with that bank that knows anybody at the top, I will talk to the goddamn CEO about this.
Yeah.
Because I am that frustrated.
Going straight to the top.
I would love to get to, you know, I'm trying to get some satisfaction here and trying to figure out what I'm going to do. You know, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, nothing bad to say. They were thorough. They were competent, took my information, directed me towards the right place, got me to do it. But that can't change the fact that what they said, we receive thousands of complaints a week.
Yeah.
That's what we're dealing with here.
You're your best advocate for this.
Now, we will move on now because once something like this happens, well, what they tell you to do, shut down everything. Shut down everything, everybody.
Shut it down, Mike. Shut it down.
Not if you have a Yahoo account.
Oh, no.
Thank you. I'll tell you all about that when we come back.
Hey folks, Mickey Coachella here, and I would like to invite you guys to listen to my podcast, It's Mickey, and if you like to listen to fast-paced talk, occasional disagreements, and just all-around interesting stories, I think we're the right show for you. We can be heard right here on the More Broadcasting Network, or you can just go to itsmickey.com, that's itsmickey.com. So give us a listen and join in on the fun. If nothing else, you'll love laughing at what a moron I can be. That's itsmickey.com and It's Mickey on iTunes.
That's on iTunes.
He'll be joining us in studio this Thursday.
On.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of questions for Mickey.
Well, and then you know what? Every question will probably open up three more questions.
Yeah.
So,
on.
You so know, he'll be I mean, on I'm, the show.
I'm not my brother's keeper, but I'd certainly like to find out
how she's doing
going
good
in his world. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FanDuel.com. How's your fantasy team doing? Are you stuck with a player that all of a sudden isn't quite as valuable as you thought he'd be? Well, imagine resetting your team every week and playing fantasy football for real money. And you can do it at FanDuel.com. Be like Matt Nichols of Ohio. He turned a $25 deposit into over $25,000 playing fantasy football at FanDuel.com. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts, no season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Contest entry fees start at just $1, and the money is real. FanDuel is paying out more than $10 million every single week this NFL season. So get started today and win. Just click the microphone in the upper right hand and use the code TMOS. The first 50 to use the code get their deposit matched up to $200. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today. So I'm talking about the little dance, and we're calling it Nightmare on Email Street. And, you know, I just want to say to everybody that's out there, I wish there was something I could say to give you some confidence that things are moving in the right direction, but I am afraid that this land of the interwebs that we all love so much is so vast, and there are so many of us that are involved with it, that I do not see any kind of law enforcement light at the end of the tunnel here. You're on your own, and you just have to protect yourself, and I think that even when you do protect yourself,
things can go wrong like they did. And I'm very glad that I have people that I work with that are close enough to me and have I have access to, you know. But there are a lot of people that don't. There are a lot of people that only have access to the big behemoths. And when it comes to a company that provides your email, these companies like Yahoo, Gmail, all of them, I think, are extremely difficult to deal with. One of the first things they say is cancel the account, you know, drop your account. You don't want to do that. I probably for 9 or 10 hours yesterday attempted to do that, and I have still been unsuccessful in doing that. There are threads all over online that tell you what to do if you can't do that. The question that I cannot get answered regarding my Yahoo account is that you get to a certain stage where you go to a termination page.
Okay.
And you are asked to put in your code, your password, and then you are asked to put in the little Oscar's got the name of it.
CAPTCHA.
The CAPTCHA password. Yes.
And those are
to
like the
terminate your account.
The series of letters and numbers that usually have like crosshatch through them.
Right. The CAPTCHAs, though, have gotten a little more sophisticated. Now they're not just the squiggly. And this is, Mike, where you could have gone wrong, and a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Is they're so used to looking at that little grayed out box with the different letters. They don't ever pay attention to the three or four numbers to the right that are actually regular numbers that look like text.
And they're part of it?
They're part of it.
And uppercase, lowercase as well.
Well, I do uppercase, lowercase, numbers, letters.
But to the right, they're not in that like squiggly CAPTCHA.
Well, this is moving, by the way.
It's moving.
This is moving.
Oh, so Mac, you knew about this? You're shaking your head.
It is a floating. Yeah. It is a floating series of letters.
Oh, like
that
Aladdin.
Is moving. What insight can you offer, Mac?
I actually just when I got here today, I created an email account and deleted it.
Oh, wow.
Mm. On Yahoo?
On Yahoo.
Wow, look at you. Oh, well. After you heard the problem?
Yeah.
Look at you.
I was testing out to see if there was a problem.
So you can help Mike out?
Yeah,
what,
I can help
what
him out.
Might
out
I not be doing?
Oh,
what might I not be doing?
I don't know.
I can do that right now.
I mean, you sound like you're doing everything right, so it might just be a problem with the email account itself. So, I mean, I guess I'll... Well, see what I can do after the show or something.
Yeah, he can help you in private.
Yeah,
you
all right, that's fine. Yeah.
So,
I don't think I am alone when I'm saying it is not easy to delete.
Well, they don't
accounts.
Make it easy. It's just like trying to cancel your cable.
Yeah, they don't want you to do it.
You
mean money to them. You're
because
a
when you have a situation where things can be compromised, it should be easy, easy. Now, I have new information everywhere. I did that. I took care of that. But the fact is,
what do you
mean
new information everywhere? I don't understand.
Well, I don't want to say, Rob.
Yeah,
but
he
thank
doesn't
you
want
for
to say,
it.
Man.
Appreciate
Please.
That. You want the details?
No.
I
just it
that's
wasn't
why
clear to
I'm
me.
Trying to dance around this.
All right.
You understand what I'm saying?
He's dancing, man.
I love when he dances.
But
yeah. Delicate for a man of his size.
Thank you. Thank you,
Mike.
Very much.
You know what's weird about this entire thing is that you could go and walk into a police station and say, "My house is just robbed. This
exactly.
is missing." Right.
Yeah,
and,
where's the guy? Did he have a car?
Then,
here's the license plate.
And then
plate.
You file a report, and you call your insurance, and it's a big to-do.
Right.
It's so eerie, because this has happened to me in the past a couple years ago, that when you let these people know at big financial houses that there is a problem, they almost give you the answer that you wouldn't, a little kid would give you.
Right.
They placate.
They're
terrified.
Like,
they have, first of all, this is just my opinion,
yes.
Oscar. They have no intention of doing anything.
Of prosecuting
that's the vibe.
Them. No, a little
that's
kid
the vibe
will tell you. Little kid
right.
will get you. Well, I'll get you the money back, or like they'll put
I'm
the money
really
back in the account.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah, that's
I'm
it.
Really
yeah.
sorry you felt
yeah,
that way,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
We're gonna do everything. We're gonna do what we need to do. Well, what would that be? I don't need to answer that, young man.
Exactly.
I don't need to answer that
yeah.
at Wood Forest Bank,
they
where I am the lady
like
who deals
dummy.
With fraud.
You're gonna
they
go right up to your room, and you're gonna wait there, and we're gonna change your password.
And by the way, I was not doing anything or asking for anything.
No.
I was doing what I was told to do by an email from the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Mike, someone...
That's what I was told
someone,
to do. Oh, can I tell you yes. one thing, Oscar? They kept going back to this. Well, your bank needs to contact us. I said, my bank wasn't involved in this.
They had nothing to do with it.
They went back to it. If they did it 7 times, they did it 20 times, where they went back because they couldn't get outside of their mindset that they needed a someone at a bank, that we have to deal with bankers. We can't deal with you, just a stupid schmo off the street.
Yeah.
And it was just...
Did you try calling as Mr. Drysdale?
Hi, this is Mr. Drysdale, the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills. I'd like to speak to that C that lives up in the fraud department at Wood Forest Bank. Thank you very much. So it was... You know, and at the end, I'm just, you know, I'm not nice. I'm not being friendly. I'm not being kind.
You don't, because there's no resolution and no one's trying to help.
Yeah, there's no help. And I don't care if these people don't like me, and I'm fine with that. And for everybody that's out there dealing with this, it's almost like when I talked about the car being stolen in our neighborhood here. The eyebrows get raised. Everybody goes, ooh, they're back. And, you know, we're just so wrapped up with ourselves.
Yep.
That we don't, the bad guys are taking full advantage of this.
Oh my God.
And the bad guys are fine because nobody gives a rat's.
You know what it is? It's
this.
It's a looting mentality right now. If everybody is stealing, no one is going to get caught because no one can get caught. And it is running so rampant. The fact that you got, I mean, it's great that the FBI replied to you and gave you what to do, but in essence, it was just a form letter because they cannot prosecute everybody.
In the one of the responses I got, they said, please do not ask for a response or follow up because we have thousands. We're saying, you know, they put it, they were all about putting it online. Well, that's just like when you go into a store and go, we don't have anything on the shelves, but we can, you know, if you go online, we can get it for you. You know, it's just, this creature that we love so much, that we all rely on, and Lord knows we're not doing this show the way it's delivered without it.
Right.
But this creature that we have created is a hell of a beast and very insensitive, and a lot of bad people can get away with crap, and I just don't know, you know, I'm sure people hearing this show right now have gone through probably worse situations. A guy that I work with down here, one of the guys that's working at the house, was talking about a guy that eventually had to file for bankruptcy because this person was opening up accounts in his name. And I don't know if that's being done for me as we speak right now. Very well could be, you know. I don't think they have some of the pertinent information, but they could. I have no, you know, no one's out there helping me. Let me know whether they have it or not. It's not there. You know, it's all out there. It's my name that they were using. So you gotta do your own thing. Number one reason I'm talking about this on the show today is because I do hope that I can find some help. Now, if you're going to be, you know, sending me an email and go, oh, give me all your information, you're not going to get that.
Oh, my.
I am savvy enough to know that. But, you know, generic information as far as people
don't
call,
send them a CAPTCHA.
Yeah, I will not send them a CAPTCHA. No,
Pony, what did you want to say?
Well, basically, the problem is in internet security in general is everything is reactive. And in these situations, you're dealing with people that are overseas and there is no possible option of prosecution. You can't go to China, you can't go to Russia and drag these people back to the States. So you're kind of just stuck in a situation where you have to prevent attacks as opposed to, you know, responding and trying to get your money back.
And you know, and the funny thing is that they're not even really good at letting us know what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I am password protected with everything.
Right.
And it's just, you know, if you're going to surf online and you're going to get out there, you know, it's just, I can't even begin to tell you how this person found some of this information. I have no idea. I really have no idea. And, you know, yeah, prevention, but at the same time, you know, this is a bank in Texas, Pony. I mean, this is a bank in Texas. This is just a
FDIC insured. Also, you know, if they would have taken your money and it was bank fraud and you would have gotten that money back, you still probably wouldn't have gotten answers because it's insured, right?
Right.
So then you would have gotten that money back after some hassle, probably have to wait a couple weeks, maybe a month for an investigation, got that money back into your account. You would have called back. You still wouldn't have gotten an answer.
Yeah.
It's like they don't want to tell you, not because they think you're going to go out and do it, but they don't have an answer
for
you.
Well, do you think it is the fact that the internet, since it is a relatively young technology, and this crime, they don't even know how to investigate
it yet. You can set up an account online any from anywhere in the world.
Right. See, I don't think that's right. I don't think that should be done. I really
I can't get a license without having my naturalization papers, for God's sakes.
I think really in order to set up a bank account, I think in order to set up a bank account in the United States, you need to walk into a bank and sign your name, and somebody needs to see you.
I agree. Yeah.
As opposed to being able to go click, 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 and do it like
boom,
this.
Boom,
obviously,
bam.
This person
Yuri signed up for an account and from Russia,
right.
And he was online, probably Mass's IP or whoever it is.
But here's the thing. Then, you know, in a perfect world, wouldn't it have been great if I was having a conversation with the fraud department and they said to me, well, here's what was probably done, Mr. O'Meara.
Oh, yeah.
This
yeah.
is the way this happened.
You're getting more information here.
And if you talk to your FBI agent, or they contact you, if an agent in the field contacts you, perhaps you could ask him about this. You think they might think about doing?
No,
because these financial institutions are the evil empire, and they don't give a crap about any of us. And that's just, I was stunned.
Maybe it's a cost.
I was not only disappointed, but my heart rate was accelerated. I couldn't believe that this lady was so disinterested and treating me like I was some kind of scumbag. I couldn't believe it after I got off the phone with her. I was sitting there going, you know, what's wrong with this picture? You know, why am I? I'm the guy that's reporting the crime. Yeah.
You're trying to help, and meanwhile, Ivan Drago is buying new gym equipment.
Yeah, exactly.
How many people is he doing? Yeah, probably thousands of people he's doing this to, you know, with all the hacking that goes on. You were going to say something, Rob?
Yeah, I was going to say, Pony, I almost dread the answer to this question, but is the problem that the hacking criminal has far more advanced than the establishment? And are they playing catch up? And is that why they just don't even try?
All of the above. It's very difficult to come out with new security technology that keeps people's information safe, because companies don't want to implement it because it's expensive and it takes time. And people don't want to learn and use more difficult, more complex
passwords.
And it's almost impossible to really pinpoint exactly what these people did to get your info. They could have put up a fake login for Yahoo. They could have, they really could have done all sorts of things, and you just cannot figure out exactly how they did it.
It's horrifying.
So it is scary, and it's hard to keep track with what the latest security problems are.
Well, Pony, I'll be honest with you. I know we always joked about how paranoid you are about internet security, and now I'm here to tell you you're probably right all along, because I think everybody needs to be more vigilant. And
24-character passwords all around.
I think maybe maybe as far as going down to your local bank and getting a relationship with a bank manager, saying hello, putting your hand out, talking to people, protecting yourself that way, because my personal relationships with people are the only reason I didn't get this money taken out.
So true.
All right. Thanks a lot for listening. And hopefully there's some people that can relate to this out there. Oops. I'm sorry if you can, but we'll take a break. And we'll come back and talk about Reno, Nevada. Right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. I love the feeling that I get when I'm on my laptop and I click my mouse and boom,
boom, boom, bam, boom, bam.
Things are done. It's the miracle of the modern age that I was just raving about. And now you can get all your mailing and shipping done with one click. You don't even have to leave your desk. All thanks to Stamps.com. Stamps.com turns your PC or your Mac into your own personal post office that never closes. With Stamps.com, you can buy and print official U.S. postage with your own computer. Just print it out, stick it on, and then hand it to your mailman. How easy is that? We use Stamps.com all the time, and you should too. You'll never have to go to the post office again. Act now for a 30-day free, no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer, including a free digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to Stamps.com and click on the microphone and use our secret code TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS, Stamps.com and TMOS, and we thank you. And thank you guys for listening to this today. Very, very frustrating.
I think most people don't say anything because they're scared to talk about it.
And it's very eye-opening, too. It is. And, the scariest thing to me is the ability or your lack of ability to shut down your email. That's crippling.
That may be user error.
I don't know.
No. Hey, Oscar, hold on. I'll cop to my lack of tech savvy. I really, really will.
Let me try to close my – I have an old Yahoo account. Let me try to close it right now within the midst of the show. Does that work?
Right. Yeah, sure.
I can try. Yeah. I mean, I don't have to, but apparently Mac here did within the show. It's something we could walk you through.
Dude, with this all due respect.
Yes. Really not the time for this.
I knew that I'd get this. I knew that I would get this. You're talking about something that that I did multiple times yesterday, and I am simply doing everything that they walk me through. Mm-hmm. They do. It is the process of doing this is idiot proof. Okay, you have floating numbers in the CAPTCHA, and they are all moving, and then within the floating numbers are visible numbers that pop up. And yes. There is the code that you put in. It has lowercase. It has uppercase. It has numbers. It has letters. And you put that all in. And I probably have done it 100 times now to try to do this. And it says invalid code. Mm. And then there is even an audio code for people that might be having trouble with this.
Yes.
Where they have people talking and you hear like a little kid's voice go, one, two. I mean,
like
it's
they're being
such,
held ransom. I love that
it's
voice.
It's such bull s. It's such bull s. I mean, really.
And you know what the problem
it's
is?
My account. I have a password. I'm closing it. Stop it.
Even beyond that, the thing that troubles me the most, there's no phone number. There's no way you can get in touch with whoever runs it.
There's
and
a phone number. There's a phone number, and the robo answer is,
hello.
We may not get to you. That's what they say.
At all?
No.
At all. At all, that is how they do that. And it's just, it's so large, these companies like a Yahoo, so big
right.
that you can't do it. So, but we'll deal with that after the show, and I look forward to it. Should be a lot of fun dealing with Oscar and Mac, making me feel like I'm a complete and total idiot, you know?
Don't you love them? Like, I mean, I know you've had yourself a day, and yes. you're having, you know, and it would have been great if your family had been down there. You're on your own, and you need some support, but isn't it great that once a week, Mac can come in here and say, well, I just opened an account and closed it.
During the opening of this show.
Exactly.
What are you giving me the thumbs up for, boy? Yeah, give me a thumbs. I'll break that. I'll reach through that computer, and I'll break that thumb off.
The reason he gave you a thumbs up, Mike, is because he is 100% socially inept.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mac.
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think, 10 being the best, what do you think the chances are that you'll be able to help me today?
I would say a 9.
Oh, I like that.
Solid 9.
You know what? I like
solid
that confidence.
Solid 9.
I don't know why I like him so much.
I have
I really
a few
don't.
Theories.
I don't.
Oh,
yes.
What
are your theories?
Oh, well, please.
Yeah. Do you want to
we'll
share
back.
Those? If you let me ask you this, Mac, before we start.
Sure.
If you share those theories, are you going to make me uncomfortable with information being out there that I don't want?
No private information.
No, I mean, I can share a few that come off the top of my head. One could be a problem with Yahoo and Mac because I did it on a PC.
Might be an issue. Possible.
All right. I mean, it could be. Actually, I mean, that's the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm coming up with a few. I mean, but the other ones are a little bit more
in-depth.
Problematic. Yeah.
Okay, I have perfect. A few theories by which I have one.
Exactly.
And I'm wearing
I have theories.
Electric green headphones, and please don't talk about them. Really, it looks like someone melted down a box of highlighters and made his headphones today.
I have to say
DJ
to my bride, I have to say to my bride up in Maine.
Yes.
Really, honey, I am so sorry. I was not a nice person.
Oh, man.
You know,
you asked her if she was in Texas, right?
It was just a day, and I don't know. It's a combination
you feel
of
alone,
cabin fever.
Helpless.
I'm so, yeah, well, I'm alone to start with, you know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm down here, and I'm looking forward to, you know, having my family back where they should be, and it's wine. You know what? Other people have much worse problems than I do.
Yeah, at
so
least
I'm
you
gonna,
have yeah. a family you get to hang out with.
Yeah.
You mean as opposed to, like, what, a mass murder
I've
situation?
I got Shannon.
You got computers.
Who looked at me today. Yeah, Pony's got computers.
Yeah. You got your mamo. Yeah. You got your mamo, Pony. Come
that's
on
true,
now. Everybody's
true.
Got
and
somebody.
And you woke up today, Mike. You went into your shower with your new shower rod.
Oh, yeah.
You swung your arms around and said, I got all the room in the world.
I did this.
Oh, no wonder God. They wanted to steal your identity. It's a great identity.
I got the dogs. Much as I bitch about them, I got the dogs, and I'm happy about that. Before we get to speaking of the dogs, a Florida critter report, the latest Florida critter. One that's a kind of a BS critter report. The other one that I think could be something really big. Oscar's going to give us a little update. Oscar, Reno. We're hawking these tickets for CAT 2014, and I want to know.
This is where we're at, people.
All right, how are we doing?
I think... we are on pace for a sellout, and I compared the numbers this year from the 2 years ago when we were in Reno, so
right.
we're doing pretty well. The one thing I want people, and I want to stress 100%, is that the Saturday night event and the possible Friday night happy hour, that's like if you buy a ticket for the Saturday night event.
I see.
If you come to the Friday night show and there is no ticket on record, that's a different animal.
I see.
That those are two and two. And that's something that Circus Circus wanted to make sure, because some people are calling just for Friday night.
And they're thinking they're just going to roll in and do Friday
yes,
and that's it.
Yes, yes.
Oh, well, that's not
the
it.
The only place that this show can afford, the only way that this show can afford to actually get to Reno and get back in one piece. And by the way, like, we don't talk about it enough, but we are really planning out some very special gifts.
Oh, giveaways.
And giveaways yes. for you guys. It'll be a lot of fun. Is if you buy a ticket to the Saturday night show. It's the only show we're having.
That's right.
And if you'd like, you can come by on Friday for the meet and greet. But we're also, you know, that's just the Saturday night is the main aspect of the program.
Right.
That's why we're doing it. 800-648-5010. Those are the tickets. And I was going to play my version, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want to
play
to
my
yours?
Version?
Yeah, absolutely.
There we go. That's we're also looking for DJs, too. If you want to be a DJ for our big show on stage at the Mandalay Ballroom at Circus Circus Hotel and Casino, send your demo to DJ at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you could be our DJ. Rob, you were telling me that we're getting some entries for the DJ contest,
getting some
right?
traction. I got a great demo yesterday that I'll be playing in the next day or so. I think you'll like it. Very creative stuff. Fun. Yeah.
Now, you know what I love about what we're doing with the DJs is that bands are now submitting, including the DJs. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really? We didn't even ask for bands, and now bands are sending us stuff.
That's right.
And but here's the last thing I want to say.
If we choose a band, if something changes.
Oscar's getting a ticket sales update today.
Yes.
And I just want you to know, people, the sooner you sell this thing out, the happier I'm going to be. And I know that might not mean a lot to you, but I've had a tough day.
He has.
So that's it. I just want you to do that.
If for some reason we end up with a band, do they get to wear the hat?
I'm wondering whether anybody's going to get to wear that. I'm not sure I'm going to haul that all the way out to Reno.
Oh, you would ship it. You would have to ship it.
FedEx. I'll ship the hat. Okay. I'll
ship the hat.
Hey, you shipped your hat. Sound like Olivia Soprano.
Yeah.
He can go shipping his hat. Here's the number, 800. That's funny. 800-648-5010 for CAT 2014. We look forward to seeing you. Check the link on the Mike O'Mara Show website. Okay, getting back to the Florida Critter Report.
Yes.
About, I think I want to say 2 weeks ago, I'm out walking along the bank by the lake, and I'm going to throw a line in the water. And
it's
I
always
go out,
banks with you.
And usually what it is they're not really lakes as much as they're little canals they have.
Mm-hmm.
And they go through our whole community. A lot of Florida communities have these kind of water systems that go through. A few years back, I realized that these little canals are kind of tied into everything.
Yeah, it's
and
like
it's
Venice,
not just,
isn't it?
Well, I thought when you look at them, I thought some developer came in here and dug a hole and put some houses around them and then water filled in. Well, no, no, no. They are connected to the tributaries, which are connected to the creeks, which are connected to the rivers, which are connected to the Gulf of Mexico, and it's all down here like Swiss cheese in Florida.
Now,
that's
down
the
there, do they on the Eastern Shore, they call them guts. Do they call them guts? What gut are you on? Do they call the canal guts at all?
No, because they call them, I think they call them lakes around
okay.
here.
Okay. Now, is the lake or the body of water that you're closest to, the one that you would throw the line into, is that man-made and then tacked on to the natural stuff?
I don't know.
Okay. Does it open up into a larger suite?
I don't know.
All right. I'm just trying to figure
out. All I know is that whether it's man-made or not, it is definitely connected.
Sure.
For two reasons. And the evidence I have are I saw juvenile tarpons that can only come from the Gulf of Mexico, and they were medium-sized tarpons. This is like 2 years ago I saw this. And the other critter that you get in here?
Yes.
Gators.
Juvenile gators or full-size gators?
Usually some full-size, but some baby gators too. But
do they eat the tarpons?
I don't know if they eat the tarpons.
Are there bull sharks?
Jesus Christ, I'm trying to tell this story for God's sake. There might, you know, I don't think bull sharks would be able to get in here.
Oh, they can.
It's too shallow.
I've seen river monsters.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of sharks.
What happens is the
can
bull
survive
sharks
anywhere.
The bull sharks will actually come into fresh water
yeah.
and then hack your email address.
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot. But
there,
anyway,
those Wi-Fi is on the thing. Let me tell you.
And freaking lasers. Yeah.
Try to call your bank and report one of those gators. You won't have a you won't have a clue. So I'm fishing two and a half weeks ago.
Right.
On the bank, I notice I'm like, well, I didn't chew up the bank like this. What's all this mud doing up here? All the grass, I normally have like smooth grass that goes right down to the water line, yeah. And it appears to be unmolested, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, baby.
On the bank 2 weeks ago, and it's still there now, appears to be several like areas where the grass has been dug out.
Disturbed.
And disturbed, and there's mud there, and there's like a little hole there as well. And I'm like, well, you know, really, if I was, I've never seen this since I've been down here.
Right.
And I don't know what the habits are, but if I was a betting person, I would say it looked like something crawled up there and maybe laid their eggs.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it looked like that. I'll take a picture. I'll show it to you tomorrow.
See, that was my initial thought. I was thinking, of course, werewolf. But
could it be a turtle?
I thought it might be a turtle. It kind of had a turtle look to it, you know, okay. That because it was not. But then, you know, and I said, and I certainly haven't seen any gators around here until 3 days ago.
What?
Oh, jeez.
There is a large gator. Not a large
they
gator.
They migrated
I would say,
back.
A 3 foot to 3.5 foot gator that
That's
is
big
in
enough.
The canal system down here.
Mm-hmm. Eating
so,
all the turtles.
I now, the only thing. I don't know when these things breed. I don't know if they breed year-round. But I was saying, you know, even though it's probably not true, there is the possibility. Listen to me. There is the possibility that this could be an area where an alligator laid its eggs. I am not sure, but I'm thinking maybe, just maybe. And to be honest with you, I'm a little hopeful that's the case. But I haven't seen, you know, when I saw the gator, I said, well, that's the type of creature that could disturb this bank a little bit and dig and do that. So
root and dig, Mike. Root lots of room dig. To lots run.
We got a kid in the name of Mongo. He's got a forehead. You keep him in an enclosure? Well, you know. No one's going to tell me when I get, but he's a good S. That movie is all over cable right now. Yep. You know, hi Ted.
Hi Ted.
How are you? Step into my office because you're effing fired. Two little chipmunks. You know, that movie.
Seven minute abs.
6 minute abs.
6 minute
right?
abs.
Who knows what it is. That movie holds up and makes me laugh. Matt Dillon in Something About Mary.
He is fantastic.
Oh, hello, Mary. How are you? Something About Mary. If you haven't seen it, what the hell are you doing? So, I don't know. The other critter report, and this is the throwaway. Today I'm walking Frankie. Beluga drops his massive.
He's massive.
Yeah,
big potty for the little
beluga,
dog.
Really. If Beluga gained 20 more pounds, they'd almost look human. So he drops that down. And the other thing about Beluga, when I'm picking it up with the doggy bag, it's the consistency of whipped cream.
Oh,
and
that
is not that isn't okay. Fun at all. Oh. It has like it has a very nice it has a very nice outer shell.
But
candy coating
inside. I love that new one.
Where's Beluga? Outback making eclairs.
You think you could die like Elvis on the toilet?
No, I don't think Beluga's going to live forever. I really do believe that.
I disagree.
And then Frankie dropped his little, and Frankie's are almost microscopic.
Sure,
unless he's in the house.
Well,
when he's in
God
the house
knows,
and he's comfortable, they're a little bit larger.
We've all seen them, plenty of them.
We know what it's like.
Yeah,
I know. You know what Frankie's look like. And so Frankie's walking by this bush, and he sticks his little nose. They sniff everything, right?
Of course.
And he's leaning his head, and then he does this little tight. And his head steps back, and I went, and I said, this was the reaction. I saw him all by myself with the dogs, and I went, was that a snake? and so I don't know.
Can I get
a really
W?
Yes.
Jesus.
Frankie, can you feel your back paws? Are you going to leave us now? Carla, he got bit. Yeah, it wouldn't matter. Even if it was something like that, Carla would blame me.
Of course.
He seems to be alive. At least he was before the show started.
Hey, you know what, Mike? Let's focus on the positive. Maybe he was bitten by a radioactive spider.
Oh.
And he's going to have superpowers.
Yeah. He'll be flying around the neighborhood. Yeah. I'll send him down to a bank in Texas. We'll take a break and come back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you care about technology?
Disfruta cuando la tecnología y el entretenimiento se unen.
You should care about Tech 411.
Echa un vistazo a la serie 411 en la tecnología Mass Broadcasting Network.
You can find it at morebroadcasting.com or on iTunes.
Suscribirse al programa en iTunes o cocedoras.
We're not gay.
Son como dos hadas.
What does gay have to do with this? You bigot. You should listen.
It's a good show. Seriously. Please. Thank you.
Tech 411.
Serta, you evil genius.
We need some
That's
new ones.
Fantastic. Way to go, Serta. You know, Serta's can linger.
We need some
Serta
new
gets a, Serta gets a free pass on his promos because they can linger. I like listening to Serta's promos. You know, it's those cake and cookies promos. I like to keep it a quick rotation.
Sure.
So, just, you know, cake and cookies, very good show. Promos, like quicker rotation. Just a quicker rotation. That's all.
You mean shorter promos or more frequent rotation? Or
more, you know, everything.
Right.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Charity Hockey Classic. It's time to have lots of fun for a great cause. It's the 6th annual Charity Hockey Classic, and we are pleased to be back as part of this special event to benefit the Children's National Healthcare System, Saturday, October 25th at the beautiful Kettler Capitals Iceplex in Arlington, Virginia. It's where the Caps train.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Enjoy a great afternoon of hockey while you're helping out an important cause. Hey, hockey fans, all my hockey brothers, get out there and do this. As a nonprofit, Children's National relies on the support of donors to improve the health of children in D.C., across the country, and around the world. Children's gives away over $40 million in care each year because they never turn away a patient, whether they can pay or not. So come, have some fun while making a difference. Hang with the Caps' official mascot, Slapshot, the lovely Red Rockers, the Caps' spirit team, rawr,
yeah,
and members of the Mike O'Mara Show and the Moore Network, plus a few surprises. $10 to get in. That's a great
nothing.
Afternoon
it's
for
nothing.
$10. And kids are admitted for free. All the details you need are at charityhockeyclassic.com. Come have a blast for a great cause, and we will see you there, everybody.
Perfect. Can't wait.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What?
No.
Oh, no. Mike, come back. Collect yourself.
Kris Jenner is ending her 22-year marriage to Olympic gold medalist Bruce Jenner.
Oh, that's sad. Now, the wife normally gets the house, so that's good news for Bruce, right?
The Keeping Up with the Kardashians matriarch. I love that.
That's a good word.
Filed for divorce on Monday in Los Angeles, citing irreconcilable differences. The pair's relationship and its troubles have been featured prominently on the reality show that focuses heavily on Kris Jenner's daughters from a previous marriage. Oh, I gotta open my thing again.
Yeah.
That, of course, would be Courtney, Kim, and Chloe.
What do you bet that the daughters, when they learned of the divorce, said, hey, good season this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Because they'll be consoling mom.
Top ratings.
Yeah. It's just weird. The whole thing is weird. Let me see. The women and their brother Rob were born during Kris Jenner's previous marriage to LA attorney Robert Kardashian. You remember him from
Of course.
OJ,
yeah.
She divorced him in 91. Kris and Bruce Jenner have two children together that happen to be better looking than the real Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
Daughters Kendall and Kylie. The divorce petition seeks joint custody of 17-year-old Kylie Jenner. So Kendall's the one that's making all the headlines now because she's so pretty.
Smoking hot.
Yeah.
She's
smoking. Just like her pop.
Yeah. Here's something George Clooney probably didn't want to see in the tabloids as he's getting ready for his wedding. The porno star he used to nail is talking about their sexual escapades, not to mention pictures that she took.
Oh, no, George.
Legendary 51-year-old mattress actress Ginger Lynn Allen.
Oh,
and
no.
She's 51. Ouch.
She was, yeah, that's nasty road right there. She was giving the business to George in the early 90s, back when he was still married to his first wife, Talia Balsam, but she claims he told her he was divorced. She says, quote, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give George an 11 for performance. Nah. As far as equipment, I give him a 12. Well, at least she's saying nice things.
I bet Ginger is a lot like the canal behind your house. A lot of beaten down grass.
Apparently, she has proof. She says, quote, we took a few sexual Polaroids of us having fun. They're in the safe.
Great. Okay, by the way, sexual Polaroids is at Gabe's this weekend. No cover charge.
Sexual Polaroids. The new album from Mike O'Mara is Sexual Polaroids. Mike Tyson helped a guy who was in a bad motorcycle wreck outside Vegas recently. Ryan Chesley says he was on his way to Vegas when a cab cut him off, sending him flying off his bike. Tyson saw the whole thing and got out of his car to stop traffic. Chesley says when he came to his senses, he saw Tyson standing over him, yelling at people not to touch him.
Don't touch him. Don't touch him. I'm going to kill him if you touch him. He's very badly hurt.
That's scarier than Chesley's, getting hit by a car, isn't it?
Chesley says he suffered broken bones, torn muscles and ligaments, and he needs shoulder surgery. He sent Tyson a thank you note.
And a fruit basket.
Really sent
that.
A fruit basket?
Send him a fruit basket.
That's great.
Want to ask Mike what's in the... Mike could open up the basket if you want.
Yeah. What you got there, Mike? How you been?
Pineapple.
Oh, that's delicious.
Orange apple.
Yeah.
Got chocolate covered cherry.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Thank you very much.
There was a lot of bad blood when Charlie Sheen and Two and a Half Men parted back in 2011. But now Charlie says there's been some talk between the two sides about him coming back for a final send-off.
Mm.
Charlie tells TV Guide, quote, I reached out to them and they've reached back. We're trying to figure out what makes the most sense. They figure out if they figure it out like I presented it to them and they want to include me in some final send-off, I'm available and I'm showing up early. If it's not, it's on them. Anyway, Charlie says so. The producers say the conversation never happened.
Yeah, didn't he? They wrote him off. He died.
Yeah,
he died. Yeah, Two and a Half Men.
He died on the show. Died.
He did.
Right. Like, he was killed like off 3 years opera. Ago on the show. So, unnamed producers.
If he comes back, he wouldn't be as an actor. He'd be more as a prop.
Yeah.
Like a ghost.
Or, well, you do the ghost thing. You can do that. Unnamed producers have denied that they've had any discussions with Charlie because his character was killed off 3 years ago. He says it's 100%.
It's a 100% lock.
I do remember an episode or 10 of Days of Our Lives where Bo Brady died like 10 times and came back somehow.
That's right.
Well, they always been a TV show. You can Bo do and anything. Hope. You bring the guy back as a ghost, a flashback, somebody's having a dream.
Or, Mike, what if Charlie Sheen's character had a twin?
Oh,
yeah, that would be cool.
Emilio.
Yeah.
What if he resurfaces? What if it's just the face of Charlie Sheen in Ashton Kutcher's stool? That'd be great. Dr. Patrick Malucci is a plastic surgeon in London, and he just ran a study to figure out the mathematical formula for the perfect breasts.
Oh.
Hey.
Yes. Here we go. Right. I'm listening.
His big finding is the location of the nipple.
Mm.
45% of the breast is above the nipple, 55% of the breast below it. What does that mean exactly? It's basically a mathematical way of describing a breast that's perky and not sagging at all. A perkier breast will have more area under the nipple. A saggier breast will have more area above the nipple.
Ah.
That makes sense.
Does he talk about left and right?
No, he does not, Rob.
We have to delve into this.
I dated a girl once that had flapjacks as breasts.
Yeah.
And it was just not, I didn't know what was going on. And she had, it just was.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
And my younger years.
Yeah, and even then he didn't like carbs.
Yeah. Well, thank you for, that was another edition, a very brief edition of Bolivian Storytime.
I just remember I sat there and I was like, this is not what I thought they were going to be like.
I never minded the lack of endowment. That didn't bother me that much. But if there was endowment of a, shall we say, deflated quality.
Now that's what
that
I'm talking
little,
about.
Yeah. That was a little disturbing.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is going to be wild. And I was like, oh.
Hey, who can choose? Look at me. The perfect breast also has a nipple that points upward at a 20-degree angle.
Perky. Yeah, especially if it is 20 degrees.
And that, again, is how a nipple sits on a perky breast. Some celebrities whose breasts fit that definition of perfect are, you ready for this?
Yes.
Scarlett Johansson, Kate Middleton,
yes.
Miranda Kerr, and Katy Perry.
Oh, you left
they
one
have,
out.
Perfect breasts.
You left one out. Ned Beatty.
Perfect, perky, perfect. Always perky. A guy in Portland, Oregon just posted a listing on Craigslist to give away his mattress.
Oh,
and if you can get past how tragic and sad it is, then hey, it's a free mattress. The guy says he and his wife bought the mattress 4 years ago, but she left him after 1 year. It turns out his wife was constantly cheating on him with different men and had sex with most of them on the mattress.
Yeah.
Even though she cheated on him, he was still heartbroken. Their marriage ended, so he held onto the mattress for the past 3 years. Gross.
Bad.
Because it, quote, has some wonderful, blissful memories attached to it. I'm
ew!
And he even sends a message to his ex-wife in the post, quote, Allison, if you're reading this, I love you, baby.
Oh.
Please just come back. He's giving away the mattress for free. There's no word if anyone's claimed it yet. He also promises it's been repeatedly steam cleaned.
I think used mattresses is illegal. I think you
I
get
bought,
some
I bought a used mattress.
Oh, it's very hinky.
Yeah,
that's
that.
Lovely.
Now
a little something.
I'm proud of it.
Okay. 53-year-old John Lorenko of Cumberland, Rhode Island, got 4 DUIs in 30 hours earlier this month.
That's too many.
And he did it in 4 different vehicles. Check it out. Number 1, he was arrested last Sunday around noon. He was driving drunk in a Dodge pickup and crashed into an SUV. Number 2, he was busted for drunk driving at 7:15 a.m. on Monday morning when he was driving a Chevy Malibu and rear-ended another car. Number 3, a cop saw him driving erratically at 11:15 a.m. in a 1970 Plymouth Barracuda and pulled him over, so he got another DUI.
It's a classic.
And then at 5 p.m., he was driving a dump truck he owns and crashed it into a tree. That got him his 4th DUI.
Mm. Wow.
Somehow the cops let him out of jail on bail after all of his DUIs, which is how he was able to keep getting them, and no one was seriously injured in
Thank
any
God.
Of the accidents he caused. The giveaway might have been when he said to the cops, just keep that warm for me. I'll be back shortly. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Yeah, and I'm Gary Stein.
Oh, what's wrong with you now?
Oh, people are dissing me like Mike O'Mara, our boss.
It's all in good fun, though.
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
On the current episode of The Tony Perkins Show, we're going to delve into my comedy past, available now at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
It's The Tony Perkins Show.
Not your boss, Gary. Please, remember that. I'm not. Bosses are, people that, pay you. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by Sleep Number. Listen to me. I love my Sleep Number bed. You got to check out this Sleep Number dual air technology for custom firmness and Sleep IQ technology. The Sleep IQ technology uses sensors to track and optimize your sleep. It'll give you the best night's sleep ever. It's the smartest bed in the world. You'll wonder how you slept without it. My Sleep Number setting is an 80. Carlos is an 85. Only one place in the world to find the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology, and that's a Sleep Number store. Come in right now and you'll find the C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology. It starts at just $999.98. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Audio Vault, Tuesday, 23rd, September. Take it away, Rob.
Mike, before we talk about the lady with 3 breasts, let's talk about the lady with 3 chins. Paula Deen was on the... She was on the Today Show this morning.
Paula Deen!
She is launching a digital network, which means she's going to do essentially a podcast thing, but with TV version of it.
Welcome to our world, Paula.
But the thing is they really softballed it for her. They gave her a wonderful opportunity to say that she's learned a lesson, and I was okay with it at the interview right up until this point. And listen to, she was given an absolute opportunity to say, I've learned a lesson,
yeah.
And listen to how she handles it. This actually pissed me off.
If you come through a year like the year you've just come through, Paula, you'd be crazy if you didn't learn a lesson.
Oh, I'm telling you.
So what's the lesson?
Matt, I've learned so much over the year. I really feel like it's going to require another book. But we are working on a documentary because I feel like everybody needs to know the whole entire story.
No, but what's the lesson you've learned?
And I'm getting to that. I'm getting to that.
Stop with
now,
the plugs.
I forgot what I was going to say.
I'm not racist.
She's such an idiot.
Will only be on the Paula Deen Network.
There's going to be a documentary, and it's only on my network. I'm going to write a book. Dope.
She's not a smart woman, right?
No, she's not. Go away.
Yeah.
Really, you're not bright enough you don't deserve what you've gotten, and you're not bright enough to figure out, and you're not even bright enough to hire people that can tell you what to say.
You say, I'm not racist.
I'm sorry. The lesson I learned is that what I did was wrong.
We're all God's children.
Really, I can understand why you were pissed off. Good call on that.
I hated it. I really hated it. But now,
follow Al Sharpton on Twitter.
I would like to start this next series.
Go do
series
all your live
tape.
Shows down south.
Yeah. Go to where they like you. I'm going to start this next series of tape with a prediction. I think the woman with three breasts is somehow going to be a Jimmy Kimmel hoax. Because it all started...
Like from Total Recall?
Yeah, well, this is a woman, and I've got tape of her here. She goes by the name of Jasmine Tridevil. Not her real name. And she has hired a plastic surgeon to put a third breast in between her two real breasts.
And she says she's doing it so men won't be attracted to her.
Exactly.
Right?
Now, the doctor would not give her a nipple or an areola, so she had that tattooed on. Here she is, Jasmine Tridevil.
Hi, my name is Jasmine Tridevil, and I got a third breast implant. And I wanted to make a video answering some questions, because I get questions. Really? That looks so stupid. Thank you. That's actually the kind of response I wanted from guys. I got the surgery because I wanted to turn off guys.
She said that she likes herself too much to put on weight. She didn't want to get fat to turn off guys. But she would
freakish. Is she hot at all? Is she hot
She's attractive.
At all?
Yeah, she's a little goth.
Like in like that... midnight, you kind of hammered bad strip club type of way where you've got, you're like, could you be hot or does the black light really work with you?
Yeah, she said that what she wants is she wants a reality show, Mike.
I am starting a reality show called Jasmine's Jokes, and my ultimate goal is to get it on MTV. And that's my dream my main motivation is fame and fortune.
She hit the internet so hard in the last 24 hours that I don't think this dummy could roll it out like this. She's already been booked on Kimmel. She's done some radio, but nothing, no name shows. I think it might be a hoax.
Okay, I hope you're right about
we
that.
Shall
I really
see.
Do. That'd be cool.
But it certainly does recall, as Oscar mentioned, the scene in Total Recall.
Baby, you make me wish I had three hands.
That was so obvious, too. Those fake boobs they had. But didn't we all love it in Total Recall?
Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Tell
all your friends about that scene.
Wow, and I do love what Seth Meyers said last night.
Once again, a woman in Florida spent $20,000 on surgery to get a third breast added. Say what you will, but she looks pretty good in a low-cut W-neck sweater.
All right, Game of Thrones update. And I do love playing the Peter Dinklage version of the Game of Thrones theme.
Oh, so this is the one that you're playing right here?
Peter Dinklage. Let's go to Wichita Falls, Texas, where a man, Mike, his trailer, sadly, was broken into by a thief. But what the thief didn't know is that the owner of the trailer, Jimmy Morgan Jr., is a very big fan of Game of Thrones, and that worked against the perpetrator. Here's Jimmy Morgan Jr. to tell you more.
So I have a short spear, very quick, very agile, and very deadly. He banged on my house, and with under a minute, I was up, had the spear, and I got him. I am a Christian man, and I don't want to take life. However, I want to make sure that he understand that his life was mine to take, and I let him have it.
His whole demeanor. I had a short spear.
Is he a slight man? Is he a slight dude?
I did not see him. I only heard the story, but
weird just sounding guy.
Weird sounding guy, right?
He banged down my house at very deadly.
Bob Skin.
Don't come in the trailer.
Very deadly. I had a spear from Game of Thrones that'll cut you off.
And of course, Mike, there's a nip in the air today in Washington, D.C. It's the first day of fall.
You know what today is, ladies and gentlemen? I'll tell you. Did you know what it is? It's the first day of fall. Oh, yeah. Did you realize that? First day of fall. This is the day that I take all of my hair pieces out of storage. The leaves are falling, and so is the confidence in Roger Goodell. It's gotten so bad now that even the Redskins want to change the commissioner's name.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Hey, everybody, get your tickets. We're going to get an update tomorrow. I want Oscar to make me very happy. Here's the phone number. It's CAT 2014, The Mike O'Mara Show, live at the Mandalay Ballroom at the Circus Hotel and Casino in beautiful Reno, Nevada, Saturday, November 15th. That's the date. Got a free weekend? Come out and join us.
Do it.
Get your tickets for Circus Box Office at 800-648-5010. Still special room rates available. Just click the link at Mike O'Mara Show's website, and we'll see you there. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.